Mic check, 1 2 1 2. So I don't know if y'all can hear it in my voice, but it is 7:30 in the morning and I am up and I am currently driving, and so I don't know if you'll be able to hear that in this podcast, but I was like, you know what, I actually could start recording myself as I drive because I be having time, and this is usually my way of like processing or decompressing or just like kind of centering myself before going out into the outside world and interacting and engaging with people. My car is like my little cocoon. And a somewhat sanctuary for me always has been. But yeah, it's a random Wednesday and I haven't well, I've only done one podcast episode for October, and I said I would try and do something once a month, but I had thoughts and I had just things that were going through my head because of a dream that I had last night. So I thought, you know what? While it's fresh on my mind, literally my first time hearing myself talk today is when I turned on this microphone and said, mic check, 1 2 1 2. So anyway, here we are. I don't know about you, but one of the things in my life that I have always believed in and always considered, when it came down to my decision making and my way of navigating the world, is that you reap what you sow. And another language that's used for you reap what you sow would be karma. And make sure you're careful and intentional about how you treat people, because that same thing may come back to you, you know, good or bad. And so I remember, and this is a somewhat vulnerable episode, but I remember being in a relationship, being married, and I remember with all the love that I had for the person that I was with, it was hard for me to see longevity. It was hard for me to see forever with that person. One, because I definitely knew that if I had it my way, so to speak, I would spend the rest of my life with a woman. That's number one. And I mean, the others are irrelevant, but I remember going through my process of like being with this person and having love for this person and experiencing the love that they had for me. And I remember just being like, at what point will I have the boldness or the love for myself to be able to release both myself and this person from this marriage? Because I genuinely was like, this isn't fair to me. This isn't fair to him. And this isn't something that I desire for myself in the long run. So I remember having going to therapy, and if you haven't ever done therapy, I would definitely recommend it. Just randomly throwing that in there. And if you're a black woman, I would suggest having a black woman as a therapist as well. I think that was what changed my life forever, because I went to therapy before I got married. We did couples therapy together, And then when I went through my separation, I had a therapist. And when I went through divorce, I had a therapist. But I went from being with a non-black woman to a black woman that was a Christian therapist to a therapist that was black and queer, and it just changed the game for me. So just throwing that out there. But also, if you need a therapist and you're a black woman, Therapy for Black Girls is a great directory to use. I gotta plug that in because you could find someone that takes your insurance or that is local. You could put in your city, your state, whatever. Okay, sorry. But changed my life, so I definitely always tell people, go get you one. But yeah, so I went through my process of therapy and just doing the work with myself as an individual. And I had a conversation with him. I sat down at a park and I had a conversation with him. And at this point, we were separated. And I was like, you know what? I want to have a conversation with you and just be honest about where I am and how I feel. And it terrified me. It terrified me because I'm one of those people where when I was a child, I used to get whoopings, right? Like, it was me in the house with a bunch of boys. The boys did something, they got a whooping, I got a whooping just like they did. It wasn't no, oh, you a girl, we gonna treat you differently. No, it was not that. And so with being in a male dominant home, I think that a lot of times the discipline was copy and paste for all of us for a good chunk of time. And then I think it clicked on my mom, like words really matter to her. Like, I was the type of child where, and I think I've said this on a previous episode before, like, if my parent were to look at me and say, I'm disappointed in you, that to me, oh my God, like the impact was crazy. And so to date, when I love people, and not just romantic, but even platonic, like, or familial, like the way that I experience love from them, because everybody isn't like a physical touch or a quality time person, but words matter to me. So not only the words that I receive, but also the words that I give. And I remember when I was having a conversation with my ex-husband at the time, I was so, it was like paralyzed by fear and by just concern. Because with all the trauma that I had experienced in my life, I had this realization, like, this moment is about to inflict trauma on this person. And so that's another reason why I'm so careful about who I give my time, who I give my attention these days, is because I understand that the way that you treat someone can last a lifetime. It could impact them for a lifetime. Even if they move on, even if they, find someone new or get into something new, a lot of times, like, something that you can do or something that you can say can be the very thing that makes someone now know, this is my deal breaker, or this is something I'll never do again, or I'll never accept again, or I'll never settle for again, But all of that to say, when I communicated certain things to him, he cried, I cried, we both cried, and I could feel his anger, and I could feel his resentment, and I could feel his sadness, and it was just a lot. And there was a moment where time had passed, and we went through our divorce, and we still kind of communicated with each other and tried to, just be in each other's lives on like a, I hope you're well, I'm here for you, I support you, da da da. And there were things that he communicated, like, regardless of the things that have happened, like, I want to be a friend in your life. I want to be a part of your life, and blase, blase. And with time, like, things changed. With time, there became a boundary of, like, actually, I no longer want you in my life. And that was fine. I respected it because, you know, he had his own life, his own boundaries that he needed to create with time. But I remember that he told me, like, I know that you're a good person. I know that you're one of the kindest people I know. And I remember crying from that because I carried so much guilt and I carried such a burden by feeling like he views me as a bad person. I know I'm not a bad person. But even though he went through this whole process of, like, releasing me, in a way, I had not released myself. And so it made me, I felt like I was punishing myself for months on end, for years on end, because I felt like he didn't deserve the heartbreak. And so, but you caused the heartbreak. And so how can you now think that you deserve to be happy? How can you now think that you deserve to be in something healthy? How can you now think that good things will come your way and that you deserve good things or a good person or whatever? And so I started noticing that my life was reflecting my thoughts of myself. I started noticing that the energy and the people that I was attracted was disingenuous, and it was people who didn't respect me, and it was people that didn't treat me like I was valuable, or didn't treat me like I was worthy of love, or didn't treat me like I was worthy of consideration, or worthy of gentleness and kindness. And I had to go through that for a long time. I had to go through that for a long, well, I can't even say that I had to go through it. I let myself go through it because I felt like that's what I deserved. And I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about your current situation. I want you to think about the way that you speak over yourself, the way that you communicate things to yourself, and the things that you feel you deserve or you're worthy of. And I want you to be honest with yourself and consider that in these moments when something is before me that is positive, that is beautiful, do I sabotage? Do I manipulate myself into getting out of a potentially great situation because I feel like I'm not worthy of it? Because I feel like I'm not deserving of it? Consider your decision making and understand that you have an opportunity to release yourself of punishment. Nobody's perfect. None of us have made all perfect decisions. Even in romantic relationships, like, sometimes people feel like, oh, I never cheated, so, you know, I'm not a bad person. But it's like, sometimes you can manipulate. Sometimes you can lie. Sometimes you could be controlling. Sometimes you could be narcissistic. Sometimes it's other things that can have a negative or toxic impact in a relationship, and it could be our demise. So when you look at the decisions that you make, when you look at the way that you show up in your relationships or show up in life in general, are you making decisions that reflect you're worthy of good things? You're worthy of good people? You're worthy of healthy connections and healthy attachments? Because if you're in a position where you're not offering yourself something positive, something light, something life-giving, I would definitely want you to take a moment with yourself and redirect your energy and pour positive, life-giving energy into yourself, understanding that you're worthy and you're deserving of those things. But it first starts with forgiving yourself. It first starts with releasing yourself and if it resonates, if this resonates with you, it does. This is definitely one of those episodes where I'm like, it's a thing where if it resonates, it resonates. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But if you know that there are things that you need to forgive yourself for, and that you need to release in your own mind and in your own heart and in your own spirit, take the time to do that. Because sometimes the very thing that we're praying for, or the very thing that we're hoping for, the very things that we declare, we're in our own way and we're blocking our own blessings with the energy of our mindset. So, yes, that's this week's episode. I definitely had that pressing on my mind and on my heart today because of just dreams and stuff that I had last night. But I knew also that it wasn't just for myself, and that it was necessary to convey to my listeners. So if this meets you at a time where you know you need to release yourself, just do it. This is your reminder. And I wish you well. I wish you all a great weekend. It's hump day, so there's still a little bit of the week to go. And I hope that you end the week strong. Pray for Jamaica. Pray for Cuba. Pray for Haiti. Pray for the Caribbean. And be well.